A Lucky Star. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Prologue, 1878.
What are ye doing here? Ye're not welcome in this house.
Alistair MacGregor peered through the front door of his croft at the finely dressed young man who stood on the threshold before him. From inside the croft, Lord Haworth, heir to a vast fortune in the south of England, could hear terrible moans from a woman racked with pain.
"Please, Mr. MacGregor, I saw the midwife arrive an hour earlier. Maureen has been brought to bed, has she not?"
"Aye, and a sorry state it be as well. What with her being unmarried, and the poor wee one she's about to give birth to will be a boy."
"Please, don't say the word," cried Lord Haworth, holding up his hand in dismay. "I know full well what I have done, and that is why I am here this evening, to see if there is anything I can do."
"You can divorce your wife, and marry our Maureen," spat out Alistair, his fierce black eyes burning beneath two bushy eyebrows.
"And if ye're not here to tell her that ye'll be making an honest woman of her, then ye're not at all welcome."
Alistair MacGregor went to close the door, but Lord Haworth placed his foot between it and the doorpost so it would not shut.
"Please, please, I beg you. Believe me, I care deeply for Maureen, but a divorce is completely out of the question. My father would disinherit me, and then we would all be considerably worse off."
"How can that be?" sneered Alistair, trying to force the door closed.
"I have brought this," he offered, shaking the bag of coins under the angry man's nose.
The older man stared menacingly at Lord Haworth for a full minute before sighing and opening the door to let him in.
"Very well. But if my daughter says she does not want to see ye, then ye shall kindly leave. But first, I shall have that."
Alistair snatched the pouch as it dangled from Lord Haworth's elegantly begloved hand and stuffed it inside his jacket before the Lord could change his mind. Lord Haworth was not a fool. He knew just how desperately the poor MacGregor family was after that year's disastrous harvest, and that the money he had just given to them was more than enough to make sure that they all had food in their bellies through the long winter months. Lord Haworth stepped inside the croft. It was small but homely. There was just one main room with a range and fire burning brightly. On the range, a huge pan of water was simmering. There was no sign of the midwife, but the dreadful moans from beyond the closed door led him to believe that there lay the room where Maureen was in confinement. Mrs. MacGregor hovered over the stove, throwing Lord Haworth filthy looks. She firmly laid the blame for her daughter's plight at his door. A blood-curdling howl made everyone start.
"I must go to her."
Mrs. MacGregor wiped her hands on her apron and hurried towards the closed door.
"Please, tell her that I am here," pleaded Lord Haworth, who stood ill at ease near the fire.
Mrs. MacGregor curled her lip and turned the handle of the door. Lord Haworth could see the midwife hovering at the end of the bed, and for a fleeting second a tantalizing glimpse of a mass of black curls against a white pillow.
"Maureen," he called out, "I'm here."
"Keep yourself quiet if you don't want to be shown the door," hissed Alistair threateningly.
He was not offered a seat or refreshment. Instead, Alistair watched his every move with a sharp eye. After an hour, the midwife emerged from the room to fetch the pan of boiling water.
"Is there any sign of the bairn?" Alistair asked her.
"Nay, none. There are complications."
"Are you telling me my daughter might die?"
The midwife was firm but unemotional.
"It will be well if ye prepare yourself for the worst," she said, picking up the pan from the stove. "But Maureen is a strong lass. She may yet come through it. Now, will ye open this door for me?"
Alistair opened the door, cast a fearful look into the room, and closed it behind her. Whirling around, he strode over to Lord Haworth.